Listening. Unit 2. Page 14. B.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people talk about their experiences with computers. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to H, what belief each speaker holds about computers. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list, A to H, what experience each speaker has had with computers. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Working on really outdated computer equipment can be so frustrating in my experience. It's as slow as a snail and constantly crashes, and it's inevitable that you'll end up having to replace it. But I always do my best to delay that fateful day when it all goes completely kaput. I try to keep resource-hogging programs off my system so I don't suffer from major lag, and I do simple things like keeping it clean and showing restraint when it acts up, the latter being the most challenging. I'm saving up for a new one, but if I can squeeze the last bit of life out of my current model, then I'm satisfied that I've had my money's worth.
Speaker 2.
My advice to anyone looking to replace their computer is to get ready for a heavy dose of technological education. If you purchased your computer, say, 3 years ago, so much has advanced since then that you'll have to relearn almost everything you know about computers. What I mean is, you'll have to learn about new processors and graphics cards, and you'll have to think long and hard about what's most suitable for both your needs and your budget. This is on top of the perennially exhausting task of checking specifications, such as what operating system is installed. My advice is to employ the help of a professional, otherwise you may be overwhelmed by the vast array of machines on the market, as I was.
Speaker 3.
One of my biggest pet peeves with technology is this. You spend an exorbitant amount of money on the most souped-up system you can find, you get everything set up, download all the updates, get nice and cozy with your brand new setup, and days later, you start encountering problems. It tells you there are software conflicts, or the screen will go blank for no reason, or the processor starts overheating and the laptop actually starts to burn your lap. This has happened to me on more than one occasion, so from here on out, I'm not going to make a habit of forking out a lot of dough for these things.
Speaker 4.
I've had my trusty laptop for a good 4 years now, which apparently makes it elderly in the light of the average lifespan of most laptops. I don't bother asking why computer manufacturers don't build these things to last. Granted, I realise that a laptop suffers from a bit more wear and tear than a desktop. They get toted around in a rucksack, turned upside down and dropped. I'm not an itinerant user, as I'm perfectly content to keep mine sitting on my bedroom desk. But it grieves me that so many laptops wind up in the bin after such a short period of time. Oh, poor Mother Earth.
Speaker 5.
I've become quite tech-savvy as I live in a rather remote area and am not close to any repair centres. I've had to tinker around in the casing of my laptop a few times already, really just to fix minor things, as I'm not particularly a tech whiz. I'm largely self-taught through YouTube videos of other guys showing how to fix this or that. It's handy to know a few things about computer hardware. Truth be told, I'm not so trusting of service professionals, as I find they don't always know what they're doing and aren't always 100% reliable.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
Working on really outdated computer equipment can be so frustrating in my experience. It's as slow as a snail and constantly crashes, and it's inevitable that you'll end up having to replace it. But I always do my best to delay that fateful day when it all goes completely kaput. I try to keep resource-hogging programs off my system so I don't suffer from major lag, and I do simple things like keeping it clean and showing restraint when it acts up, the latter being the most challenging. I'm saving up for a new one, but if I can squeeze the last bit of life out of my current model, then I'm satisfied that I've had my money's worth.
Speaker 2.
My advice to anyone looking to replace their computer is to get ready for a heavy dose of technological education. If you purchased your computer, say, 3 years ago, so much has advanced since then that you'll have to relearn almost everything you know about computers. What I mean is, you'll have to learn about new processors and graphics cards, and you'll have to think long and hard about what's most suitable for both your needs and your budget. This is on top of the perennially exhausting task of checking specifications, such as what operating system is installed. My advice is to employ the help of a professional, otherwise you may be overwhelmed by the vast array of machines on the market, as I was.
Speaker 3.
One of my biggest pet peeves with technology is this. You spend an exorbitant amount of money on the most souped-up system you can find. You get everything set up, download all the updates, get nice and cozy with your brand new setup, and days later, you start encountering problems. It tells you there are software conflicts, or the screen will go blank for no reason, or the processor starts overheating and the laptop actually starts to burn your lap. This has happened to me on more than one occasion, so from here on out, I'm not going to make a habit of forking out a lot of dough for these things.
Speaker 4.
I've had my trusty laptop for a good 4 years now, which apparently makes it elderly in the light of the average lifespan of most laptops. I don't bother asking why computer manufacturers don't build these things to last. Granted, I realise that a laptop suffers from a bit more wear and tear than a desktop. They get toted around in a rucksack, turned upside down and dropped. I'm not an itinerant user, as I'm perfectly content to keep mine sitting on my bedroom desk. But it grieves me that so many laptops wind up in the bin after such a short period of time. Oh, poor Mother Earth.
Speaker 5.
I've become quite tech-savvy as I live in a rather remote area and am not close to any repair centres. I've had to tinker around in the casing of my laptop a few times already, really just to fix minor things, as I'm not particularly a tech whiz. I'm largely self-taught through YouTube videos of other guys showing how to fix this or that. It's handy to know a few things about computer hardware. Truth be told, I'm not so trusting of service professionals, as I find they don't always know what they're doing and aren't always 100% reliable.